Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune, and before Trevor and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Trevor's conversation with Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales.
Well, let's rewind to last week here real briefly. So things kind of went pretty south there quickly for you guys. So just what has to change for faster starts?
Well, we have to do a better job in the preparation phase. I think that once we understand that we have to start fast and start hungry and end the same way, we'll be in a better shape. We'll be a better football team.
Yeah, and it definitely didn't help out you guys that Xavier gets kind of banged up last week, but he's able to kind of fight through that for the rest of the game. So just kind of what you see from just the toughness standpoint of your quarterback.
Well, you know, he's the model. And so, you know, you'd really have to kind of reminded me of that one Dan Marino game where they had to hold him up and basically almost had to cut his leg off to get him out of the game. Years back, he was kind of like that. The young man is relentless, and he's going to do what he needs to do to lead this football team.
So yeah, you guys are now preparing for a Washburn team. So just with the injuries you guys dealt with last week, how do you kind of clean the slate and get prepared for another game?
Well, each week is a new opportunity, and right now for those that are injured, you know, it's an opportunity for the next man to step up and contribute to the football team. Nothing more, nothing less. These guys have to put their belts on, buckle their laces, and let's go.
Yeah, and then just kind of what would you expect from the Washburn offense this week? Because obviously they dealt with a quarterback injury last week and then ran the ball a lot the rest of the game. So just kind of stylistically, kind of what are you planning for?
Well, I think that, you know, Coach Shurig over there, he's a great mind, good football coach, been doing this a long time. He's going to have those guys ready to do what they need to do to win. You know, they like to establish a run game, obviously, but I think they'll let the freshmen throw the ball around a little bit if they need to in order to win. So we've got to be prepared for everything. We've got to prepare just like we would prepare if the starter was in there. So we're not going to take this team lightly just because they're missing a starting quarterback. We have, you know, our own things to worry about. We got to play a good brand of ball.
So just for you guys offensively, what are you preparing for from their defense?
Well, we're prepared now for a relentless effort. Washburn's known for flying around on defense. The thing that you see from them on film is you don't see just one or two guys that jump off on film that are the guys you got to know where they are. It's all 11 of them that. It's like synchronized swimming. Those guys are really good at what they do, and you know, they're going to play on a string. So it's going to be about, can we match? Can we be right all the time? Because they're going to be right all the time.
All righty. Thanks, Coach.
All right. That was Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales. And Trevor, I just got to ask, was it as ugly as 68-14 made it look last week?
Pretty much.
Man, a few words, that Trevor.
things went south very early in the game. Lincoln won the toss. They chose to receive. It looked like they were going to get a huge play on their first third down. Nathan Valencia does a double move on the outside, and Xavier Vaughn just barely misses him over the top. And, yeah, you kind of look up. I guess it was only 10-0 at the end of the first quarter, but Xavier Vaughn gets hurt. I think towards the end of the first quarter, he comes out of the game. Valencia has to step in at quarterback, which he played a lot of last year. His first pass attempt gets picked off. He gets hit on the throw, injures his shoulder. He's in a sling the rest of the game. So Xavier Vaughn on a banged up ankle had to spend the rest of the game at quarterback limping around.
Yeah.
There really wasn't much they could do at that point. They weren't able to run the ball very effectively, and he wasn't able to move in the pocket, obviously. So there's really not much you can do at that point.
You know, the end result is a 68-14 loss, and you know, we haven't talked about this yet, but I wanted to get your opinion on this because I think I know where my opinion is. Not that MIAA teams have ever gone easy on Lincoln, but this is going to be their last go-through against these teams. They're not necessarily conference games, so there's not a lot to play for except for the fact that a lot of these teams are going, hey, this is the last time we're going to see you. You're not going to be in our conference anymore. You're going to a new conference next year. We're not going to take it easy on you guys. And so far, I think that's borne out by the fact that, you know, in two games so far this year, I mean, that was a 68-14 loss, and they lost, obviously, to Emporia 56-10 in the opener. I don't think we're going to see many teams calling off the dogs at any point this season.
Through 2 weeks, I definitely see a difference than what I saw last year. Most of the time, with the lopsided spreads that they were facing, teams would take out their starters around halftime against Lincoln last year. Missouri Western played their starters well into the third quarter, and going back to the game week one, passes against Emporia State, they were passing the ball the entire game, and Missouri Western kind of did the same. They were still running their offense. They weren't really running a ton of time off the clock. I think I'm falling on the same side as you. I think teams are going to try and run it up on Lincoln a little bit this year.
Yeah. Probably the less said about last week, the better, other than for the fact that, you know, that one's in the rearview mirror, so good. The problem is now is it's time to get refocused again for another team. So this week's opponent, you know, the good thing is it's another home game, a 6 o'clock start tonight at Dwight T. Reed Stadium against Washburn. What can we expect from the Ichabods when they come to town?
I'm excited because they're starting a true freshman quarterback, Sam Van Dyne, out of Liberty North. Obviously, he led a really good Liberty North team the last few years. He had to step in, to start the second half last week in their game against Missouri Southern after Kellen Simonic went down with what looked like a pretty apparent shoulder injury. He couldn't really lift his arm. There was a handoff where he did it with his left hand and still ended up grabbing his right shoulder. So that definitely shows you that it's not great. You're probably not going to see him this week. But, yeah, with Van Dyne at the helm in the second half last week, they ran the ball a lot more than they did in week one. So that's kind of what I would expect from them tonight. They have a very talented running back that's put up some pretty good numbers so far this year. His name is evading me now. But, yeah, I would expect them to try and establish the run game early and often and try and get Van Dyne some easier shots down the field with some play action.
Got a couple of 0-2 teams, but I think it's very different kind of ways they've gone about it. I mean, Washburn, you know, opens the season with a 34-7 loss, you know, at number 4 Pitt State. So that one you kind of expect. Last week they had some chances against Missouri Southern and didn't get it done, loses 30-23. So, you know, I think it's one of these games where you see this a lot of times where teams are going to be coming into a game with Lincoln going, this is our get right game, you know. And I think Washburn still has some stuff to play for on its schedule. It's not like they're done after two games, but it's obviously like this is the game they're going to be pointing for where they go, we got to start fast, we got to get our first win, and let's get this thing rolling now.
Yeah, it seems like their mistakes last week were pretty fixable. There was 3 interceptions that were thrown. They put the ball on the ground 2 more times. I think turnovers really bit them last week in a tight game. So if you lose by 7 and you turn the ball over 3 times and put yourself in position to turn it over 2 more times, I feel like you have to be pretty happy if you only lose by 1 score. So,
right.
And, I mean, honestly, 34-7 against Pitt State's not all that bad either.
No.
Pitt State's really good. So, I would expect a pretty focused Washburn group that wants to get a lot of frustrations out.
Yeah. This is also a team that, I mean, this is the last team they'll probably see each other for a while. There's probably a good chance that, you know, their paths may not cross again for a while, you know, for the near future, at least on the football field. And it's going to be Lincoln's last time to try to get a win against them. They're you know, 0-9 all time against Washburn. So it's kind of one of those games where you go, you know, there's plenty of things for Lincoln to play for. It's just a matter of, are they going to be healthy enough and sound enough at this point to you know, have a chance at all?
Health is a major concern headed into this week.
Right.
So I guess we can start on the offensive line. Xavier Stewart is probably going to miss today's contest. I don't know the results of the tests he went through when you're hearing this yesterday. Talked to Gales on Thursday. Does not sound like he's going to go, and it sounds like they're going to slide Tyler Guidey from tight end to left tackle. That doesn't sound very appealing. I mentioned Valencia was in a sling for most of the game last week. He's going to be out this week at wide receiver, along with Winston Osmer, who led the team in receiving last week, made a couple big plays, had one of the touchdown grabs. I think that was the 51-yarder on a go route. And yeah, other than that, it's a lot of just ailments and just nagging injuries that kids are going to have to play through. Like Xavier Vaughn, they're worried that he might not be able to protect himself as much as he needs to, so he's going to start. And if the offensive line is putting together a terrible showing and he's just getting brutalized back there, they have a backup plan in place for that. And I would guess that's probably going to be Damon Bell. They could use Jalen Thomas for another game. He's a true freshman that they want a redshirt, so they can only use him in three contests. He appeared in some snaps in week one. He wasn't even dressed out last week. I would imagine he has a uniform on today, so you could see a little bit of him, but yeah, the injury front is already piling up, and it's tracking towards what we saw last year, and that was a big thing we talked about. It's just what has to be done on your end to make sure these kids stay healthy.
Right.
And the lack of depth obviously doesn't help, but he kind of admitted that he needs to kind of play a lot of these true freshmen that he's been kind of hesitant to get on the field.
Okay.
He feels some of them might not be ready, but I mean, if it gets to the point where your starters are out there getting brutalized, at some point, it's sink or swim for these kids.
Right, right. Yeah, and I know that you and I have talked about this in the office, so I'll ask you to tell the people who aren't lucky enough to hang out at the News Tribune office, which is pretty much everybody, but I know there was some talk between you and the coach about, hey, remember that list of people that we had at the beginning of the season that we thought might get eligible at some point? What's the status of those guys? Are they going to get eligible at some point?
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
I don't obviously know. It's probably a case-by-case thing, but it sounds like it's a 365-day process of getting them back eligible. So this year seems out of the question, and it seems like they're going to be getting them back into the fold kind of late in the summer next year, which obviously isn't ideal for next year either.
So I guess that just means it's, you know, what we've got is what we've got. That means it could get ugly before it gets over. So I guess the point is, you know, at this point, you hate to say this, but it's almost like you're entering each week just going, let's try to get through the week without getting any more injuries. Well, you can't play trying to avoid injuries. That's the, you know, one of the ways you're hesitant, and then you get injuries. So it's almost like, what do they do at this point?
Yeah, it's almost a no-win situation. And it was obviously mentioned, like, one of the keys for them this week is getting out as healthy as they came into the
right.
week. And obviously that's easier said than done, especially in MIAA football. It can be brutal at times. And when you're playing kids, the amount of snaps that they have to play, it's almost just a waiting game of when it happens, not if it's going to happen. But, yeah. You would like to be in a better position, and you can only think it's going to get worse from here.
Well, that's the tough part is you realize that we're already talking about this. You know, you hope you weren't talking about this till the latter stages of the season, and we're already talking about it after two games, which is just, I mean, that's, you know, you just got to feel like you're a little bit snake bit at that point, because you're like, what can we do? And there's not much you can do. You know, it's not like you can just go out and all of a sudden go, hey, we're going to have open tryouts next week, and we're going to have guys come in, and we're going to start, you know, running them out there. This is not like, you know, some of those instances where, you know, if a baseball team all of a sudden loses like a couple guys to fluke injuries, you can maybe find some guys you could slot in there and just go try to hit what you see. You know, I know in basketball, Lincoln's done this a couple times where it's been like, let's get reinforcements from somebody and we'll just throw that guy out there for, you know, 6 to 8 minutes a game where you can just go, you'll know some of our basic plays and you can guard people. There's been able to get reinforcements sometimes. This is not a sport where you can go, let's have open tryouts and we'll get some reinforcements.
Yeah, teaching kids an entire playbook is next to impossible at this stage of the year. And just game plans in general, it's so different week to week. And kind of like I mentioned earlier, MIAA football is absolutely no joke. Like, these are grown men you are facing. So if you're trying to get new kids that maybe aren't that all that familiar with football, that you're putting them in a real dangerous position. That's all I'll say there.
Absolutely. All right, I guess I think I know which way you're leaning in terms of who's going to win this one tonight, but what do you think the final score ends up being against Washburn?
I joked in the Jeff City podcast that I did not remember what I predicted in the paper. I really don't remember for this one. I am going to pick Washburn. I think there's going to be some struggles with how their offense functions, obviously, with a true freshman, but I think they'll be able to work through that. So it might be a good game for a while. I think Lincoln could hang with Washburn for at least the first half, but I think they kind of pull away in the second half, kind of wear them down with their running game. So I'll go 42-20 Washburn.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter at TrevHahn3. That's Trev Hahn3. Thanks for listening.